Live from the Fox Studios on Clarendon Street with Melbourne's own.
Here we go. We've been talking about the cross, the live cross Fev just did on the Today Show with Carl and Ali, and he was being reunited. You were meeting
for the first time, who
has a QR code tattooed on his calf of your career highlights, and now we get to meet him all the way over at Perth, at the Perth Airport, actually. Damon, welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Morning.
Damon.
What a legend.
We know you and Fev have just spoken. Can you repeat for myself, Nick, and everyone listening here in Melbourne, what inspired you to get Fev's highlights tattooed on your leg?
I was about to say, have you ever seen him play? Like, that's inspiration. It's just that game. Like, I love that video. I love beating Essendon. I love the comeback and then just Fev's performance in that. I'll watch it so often. I wanted some sort of, you know, not memory, he's not dead, but, you know, some sort of celebration of Fev, but I didn't want to get his, you know, portrait tattooed on my legs.
So. Yeah, that'd be weird.
That'd be heaps weird, Damon.
I'm not a weirdo. I sound like a bit of a swim fan, but I'm not.
That's all right. I'm glad you're in Perth. It's a long way away from Melbourne. Now, Damon, just for people that don't know this game, I can't really remember, but I reckon we were down by about 60 points. The Carlton supporters were booing us at halftime.
And
48 points down, and
halfway through the second, and then
I kicked two late goals in the second quarter, and then I went in at halftime, and I looked in the mirror, and I went, oh, I've got to get out of first gear, so I flicked myself to about third or fourth gear, and then I come out and went bang 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 bang, kicked eight, and we come back, still the greatest winning margin that Carlton's ever come back from.
Wow,
at halftime. Is that right, Damon? I think that's right.
Yep, still is. Still stands.
Yeah.
But how's the delivery all day, though, from I tell you what,
it was like it was just like FedEx.
Damon.
Delivered straight into my gut.
Same day delivery.
It's Nick here. I've worked with Fev for a year and a half. He has never once mentioned somebody who kicked it to him. It's all about the snags.
Mate, you're only as good as your midfield, but you've still got a market to kick it. Isn't that right, Damon?
Yep.
Now, you did say
straight in the bread basket.
You did say on Channel 9, buddy, that you're going to get my signature tattooed on your calf also.
You got to sign it.
Yeah, well, when are you coming to Melbourne?
Well, I'm actually off to London at the moment for the next 2 weeks, so it'll be at least I was thinking that last night. Essendon play Carlton in about 3 weeks.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Should we?
Well, mate, maybe we could go to the footy together.
Oh, stop it.
Righto, we'll go to the footy together and then we'll get you in the studio on the Friday.
This is beautiful.
And I'll sign your calf and then we'll have a few frothies.
This is a beautiful love story, guys.
It is.
And you know what Fev's particularly rapt about, Damon? Because once every few weeks we're sitting on the couch and Fev gets this reel out of all these footy moments, but none of us pay attention. So finally, somebody that's not only paying attention has
You're telling me you don't pay attention to my stuff when I show you.
No. Sorry, what? Damon, it's so lovely to have you on the show.
See you in 3 weeks, buddy.
Oh, sounds good, mate. Fifi, Fev,
and Nick. This story, it's sort of funny, but not really, because this Japanese man, he was given the COVID relief funds for the whole town he lives in, but it all went into his account accidentally, and it was about 515,000 Australian. And by the time the local officials realised, oops, hang on, we've given one man all of it instead of dispersing it evenly amongst all the people in the town, he had gambled it all on online casinos. He had none of it left.
That's where it went wrong. You never win on them. Not online, because it's computer. It's like betting on trackside. You can't win.
What does betting on trackside even mean?
So, like, if you go to a
video horses
and you back them.
Video so greyhounds.
So the TV and the algorithm know what everyone's got their money on. So they race like a computer, and you got no say in it.
It's betting on a video game version of
horse racing.
Why would you do that?
Because when you get up, it's the best feeling.
But it's fake.
But do it with, yes,
but it's not a real horse.
No, it's like cartoons.
Just do the.
Yeah, it's like 25 greyhounds on one track.
So online bet gambling. So if you're playing like a roulette and you pick say number 25, and you keep putting money on it, the computer knows what you're putting it on, so it's never going to come up.
But don't casinos use magnets?
Geez, gamble responsibly.
My point is, don't trust any of it. Just don't gamble.
Oh, yeah, that's the point. He was meant to hand out the COVID funds. We're arguing. No. What he should have done.
No, that's me.
Now, the thing is, I always hear stories of people who have had money just put in their accounts and they don't know where it came from and the bank suddenly gave them a few thousand dollars here or there. And I want to hear these stories. Jason from Dandenong. Hi, Jace.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Jace, did you get some cash just turn up in your account?
I certainly did. When I was 19, I used to have $100 put in my bank account every Wednesday for about 3 years running.
Wow.
Did you ever question it? Did you?
Never questioned it. Never once
That's
looked
like
or checked.
$15,600. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
And what do you know to this day what it was?
Never once found out.
That is awesome.
Man, well done.
I'm fascinated. Is there part of you that wants to know? Like, that's...
No, I think I used up all my good luck in one go.
Jason, if you never talk about it, no one will ever know. Don't worry
about it,
bro.
Mate.
Just let it go. Take it to the grave.
I am so fascinated by that. That's wow. Okay, thanks, Jace. Rowan.
Wow.
Rowan in Hoppers. Hey, Rowan.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Rowan. What turned up in your bank account?
I got $2,000 put in my account from an unknown person.
And did you take it? Did you use it?
100% I used it. I was at the pub. I chucked it all through the pokies with the boys. Yeah, I shouted around the beers for everybody. I chucked it through the pokies and I won the grand jackpot. I won $22,000.
Oh, wow.
See, the messaging's just all wrong. With
Gamble
what
responsibly.
Mate, well done. See, he landed on his tippy toes. He got $2,000 out of nowhere and then won $22,000 and shouted the whole pub.
Do you think when that happens, like to Rowan, that's somebody putting in the digits wrong? They're giving $2,000 to, I don't know, a mate and they've put in a 4 instead of a 5 and suddenly... But can't you get it back?
No, you can't. So what happens, it's just so I go to transfer you money and I stuff it up. So it says on your bank thing, if you get you might not get this back. It's up to you to get it right. Sometimes you don't recover it. That's fair income, yeah. Because that's on you.
Okay. Yeah, good story, Rowan. Ingrid from Lower Plenty. Hi, Ingrid.
Hi, how are you?
Good, right. Ingrid. Did you have some money just mysteriously turn up in your account?
Yeah, a few years back, I got a letter in the mail from the bank saying, oh, congratulations, you've paid off your home loan, but you've paid off too much. And I looked at it and I thought, that's a bit weird. I only had $200,000 left to pay and found that somebody had deposited $1 million in my bank account.
Wow.
The thing was, when I rang them, they didn't believe me. I had to actually go to the bank and prove that it wasn't my money.
Oh, that was silly.
Ingrid. No.
Yeah, Ingrid.
Ingrid, did you find out how you got that $1 million?
No, they never told me, but it took them days to work it out before they took the money back because I had to keep saying to them, but this isn't my money. I was very tempted to do what that other fella said and take it
away. You should have, Ingrid. No, but did you get any, like, honesty fee given to you or some sort of percentage that you're back from the bank?
What they did was the few days that was in my account, I didn't pay the interest on my loan that I actually owed.
Oh, boring. That's terrible.
That was the excitement of it. But every time I went to the bank after that, the girl used to go, oh, here's my $1 million lady.
Yeah, where's my million
Ingrid,
bucks?
You are a good person. That is a really good of you. Because I would have maybe done the first, like, hi, I don't think this is my money. And then if they just left it, I'd be going, well, hang on, now it's on you.
Now it's on
you. I did tell you it wasn't.
Go win another million, keep the million in there, they take it back and your million up.
Hey, can I just take you on? Why can't you just have the money and why does it have to keep going?
Mate, I'll give you a word of advice. What time is it? 7:30. This is words of wisdom. The armor guard truck doesn't follow you to the graveyard, son.
Yeah, but a million's enough. Why do you have to go and gamble it to make more?
But if I pass tomorrow...
You've had $1 million.
You're sitting there. I'm
dead.
That's
awesome.
I can't use it.
So you'd rather spend it and give it to the casino?
No, not to the casino. To whatever I want to spend it on. No, anything.
Ladbrokes.
She could have bought a house with that. She could have bought anything. You have to gamble everything, Fiona.
No, but just every time the caller says it, you go and say, go and put it on this.
Yeah, double
just
it.
Keep it.
You don't have to keep it.
Brendan in Glen Iris. Thank you for that, Ingrid, by the way. Great story. $1 million. Hi, Brendan.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Brendan. Have you had a wad of cash turn up in your bank account?
I've had a betting agency deposit $54 million with my account.
Sorry, what?
No
Brendan!
Oh, no.
$54 million?
It was $54 million. So it was like about 8 a.m. they deposited the money in, and then I didn't check my account all day. And then later that day, I was like, oh, I'll see if I have any money in there. And then I saw like 100 and I was like, what the hell? That's quite random. And then I looked through the transactions and they gave me $100 to say thanks for not pulling out 54 mil.
Man, you should have put a few bets on.
No, but he didn't see
maybe
it.
Maybe he did.
How do you? Maybe he was the one. Didn't see the 54 mil. Did you see the 54 mil?
No, I just saw the transaction.
Oh my God, that's a win that got away.
Wow.
Hey, I tell you, that's
maybe
a great...
he was the one bloke that bet on Cody Simpson making the Commonwealth Games.
Just proves how much money betting agencies have, but just to chuck $54 million in someone's account. Now you put some money in someone's account, Fiona, didn't you? Your builder.
Oh, that was an.
Your builder could have run away with that cash.
No, it's my plumber, Craig. He's a wonderful man. He's a very honest man. So this is actually a pretty funny story. It's kind of funny.
It is very funny.
So my mum, who does my banking, because I don't know.
You've handballed this problem off onto Pearl immediately.
Fee doesn't look after her account. She's still got the Dolomite account.
Mum was paying his bill. And the next minute, I was at a work function, I think, and Craig was just sending me photos of Lamborghinis and Ferraris, and I went, what's he up to? What's going on here? And instead of transferring 3,000, she added a couple of zeros. That's a lot of money.
Fee didn't know.
Well, I didn't do it. So...
Craig thought all his Christmas
had come
at
once. Had he taken that and gone and bought a Lamborghini?
Well, he could have.
He could have, but he was very honest.
And you wouldn't have known.
Just the decimal point was in the wrong place.
Oh, thank you so much for your calls.
If I try to transfer $3,000, my bank app would laugh at me. Fifi, Fev
and Nick. Right now, though, let's talk about this court case. It's happening in India, but it's a bit mind-blowing. You know how people can have pressure put on them to have kids? Like, I've got friends. I've got some girlfriends in their 30s and their mum's a bit, when are we having the grandkids?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that is awful. What an awful thing to do to your kid. That's atrocious.
Well, what about this? How do you feel about this?
Try and live vicariously through them. Yeah.
A couple in India are suing their only son and his wife for not giving them a grandchild after six years of marriage. Mm. They're claiming, and I love reading about this because it's so fascinating. They are arguing that they used up their life savings to raise their son. They paid for his pilot's training. He's a pilot. Mm-hmm. He's doing well. A lavish wedding. They paid for his honeymoon. They actually believe this is it. Now you do this. That's the payback for our investment.
You're not invest like I don't care. My kids don't want to have kids. I'm like, cool. There's 7 billion people. It's all right. Mate, the kid's clearly doing fine.
I'll be pressuring. If I don't get a grandkid out of my 4 kids, I got 4 of you.
Oh, you'll
at least give me one.
You will, won't you? Oh, I will.
I want grandkids.
I want grandkids.
I reckon this could be me in court. We pay everything for those kids. I want another baby. I asked Alex about it. She said no. Remember I spoke about the other day?
You don't want one.
Yeah, I do. I love babies, man. I'm so clucky at the moment. And Alex is like, no, I can't. I said, well.
If you come to my house and deal with what goes on in there, if you deal with what's going on in my house all day, you would not want another one.
But all my kids have been great. Like Toby's, Toby is just the best. And I'm like, I want another one. Like, I just want one bad. So
now
next
you've
got to
go for the next.
Is the next.
They got it.
Mia's not far. Well, she's 23 now. She's got to be, she needs to have one soon. I don't want to be too old as a grandparent.
I get that.
You live your life through your grandkids.
You're exactly what we're talking about. 131060, have you even right now got pressure on you to have kids? Or how have your parents tried to pressure you to have kids? Because they want grandkids. Because I'm thinking about this. I really want grandkids.
Yeah, maybe the best.
But then again, I don't want my girls to rush into bad relationships or things. So then you go, oh, you can't put pressure on them. You're right, Nick. You're absolutely right.
Well, of course.
If any of my kids are 30 and haven't had a kid yet, I wouldn't be far from the grave. I'll be like, mate, you need to have some kids.
Yeah, but then they might just rush a...
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they're I'll done. Go and die and then they'll have kids and then I'll miss out. That's selfish.
What?
Of you? Fifi, Fev
and Nick. Yeah, I was just talking about I'm going to be on Play School with, well, I was going to say Trixie and Daisy. The idea was to do an episode of Play School with Trixie and Daisy, and about 45 minutes into filming, Daisy got fired. It's so funny. My heart sank for her because she's oblivious.
She'll be over it.
A very funny story, but she missed out on being on Play School because she could not sit still and she could not stop talking and she could not stop taking all the props off mum. And it was impossible to do.
It'd be funny if they did play the footage of her with her face up against the camera going, Hello.
I know.
That'd be the best.
Well, yeah.
Come inside. That could be the start. Come inside like you're in the TV.
Well, they're going to give me all the outtakes. So I will show you what she was getting up to. And you'll just see me sitting on the couch laughing because I couldn't even be that parent that disciplined her because I was out of control. But anyway, there is that age old adage, don't work with kids or animals. Things always go wrong. Angie in Melton. Hi, Angie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Angie. Oh, Angie.
Angie.
You were a Santa photographer.
Oh, wow. God.
That's got to be such a challenging, stressful job.
Yeah, well, when you've got, well, say, pet photography, they can bring their kids in, they can bring their snakes, they can bring their horses, they can bring any kind of animal in. But when you've got one dog peeing against a pole, you've got a newborn baby, a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old, you've got another set of dogs arguing because they don't like other dogs, and you've still got to get everybody to look at the camera and smile and have a magical experience.
Oh, Angie.
I don't think Angie's over it.
I think you
no,
seem
fair enough. She shouldn't be. Who's that family? Right before they even got to the chair, I go, have you thought this through? Yeah. You brought your dog to the shops.
I reckon 95% of Christmas photos with Santa, one kid's crying.
Oh, yeah, they're my favourite.
They're the best.
I love it. Because even when you go through it with them and they go, you can choose two, I always pick the crying ones because they're so funny. Angie, feel for you. Glad you're out of that job.
Snakes.
That would be very stressful.
Yuck.
Hannah in Sunshine. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Hannah. Never work with kids or animals?
Yeah, so it's actually when I was 16.
Oh, gosh, you were 16. Were you the kid?
Yeah. I was 16 years old and had my first job in childcare.
Oh, wow.
Hold on.
You're a child in childcare.
And so I didn't know anything about changing nappies or nothing like that. And I went around and I put my hands in the back of the nappy to pull it back to check.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah. Poo in the fingernails.
And it went right up their back. I got it on my hand. I freaked out. And the lady's telling me, she's like, never put your hands at the back of the nappy. No. And I just ran to wash my hands.
Hannah.
You know now, though.
Do you know Hannah, you just took me back. When I was a nanny in London and I was like 19 and I had a kid, I was looking after my charge, but then they had a little toddler friend come over and had full-on diarrhea.
Oh.
I put her in the shower and hosed her down. I just hosed this child down.
I'll do that now. What else you meant to do?
I don't know.
Use 300 wipes?
Yeah. Thanks, Hannah. Cherie in Croydon. Hi, Cherie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Cherie. Do you work with kids?
I sure do. I work in a barber shop and we get kids screaming and upside down and I've been spat on and
that's dangerous. Like, you've got to, you know, I'm not saying you can, like, maybe you can cut them with a blade, can you? You've got them, you need them to sit still.
Yeah, very, very sharp scissors. More often than not, we cut ourselves before we cut them.
Wow.
Was that a question or a suggestion? You can cut them with a blade, sure.
Do you do the old lollipop lolly trick? Because I know my barber, they just stick lollipops in the kid's mouth. Like
We do, but half that time it actually ends up worse because then their lollipop gets hairy and then they get sticky and the hair sticks to them and it never ends well.
Have the parents ever said this is a grown-up place so you've got to act like one? That's what Charlie gets. He sits very quietly, reads a book, gets his hair cut.
Oh, it doesn't always work that way, I wish.
This is an adult place.
Yeah, it is. A barber shop. It's not for kids, man. This is all adults. Someone's having a beer over there. Pull your head in.
Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. A new law is being passed through Victorian Parliament to change any inappropriate street or location names around the state.
We're talking about street names, suburbs that get banned or renamed because they're considered offensive. One that you often refer to, Ernst Wanky Road.
Ernst Wanky, that's in Narrewarren.
Yep. Boner Court in Endeavour Hills.
Come on.
Zach in Mickleham.
I used to live in a street in Dufton named Boobiella.
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 How do these even get across the line?
You know what I'd love if these were all the stops on Puffing Billy? I'd be like, sick.
My lovely little lumps. Check it out. With the education system under strain from an increase in COVID cases, worn-out teachers are resorting to some more alternative methods to educating our kids.
We're talking tricks or confessions any teachers have. Rachel in Geelong.
I always make sure that when you choose a novel that you're going to read to the class, that there's always a show or a movie to watch.
Like, oh, I love you, Rachel. There's nothing worse when you're in high school and you had to do an assignment or an essay about the book and there was no movie. 100% fail, because I never read the book. But as soon as it was a movie involved, bang. And sometimes you'd write about the movie and it's different to the book. Yeah. And the teacher go, "You watched the movie, didn't you?" "No, sir."
The author, Steven Spielberg.
Whilst the debate on legalising marijuana continues in Australia, the use of hemp in products is being praised by health officials.
We've just been eating some hemp bread during the...
banana bread.
Is that legal?
What? That's why I got confused. It's okay.
How are you feeling?
You can get hemp seeds from the supermarket. I'm feeling good.
I bet you are.
Because bananas, banana bread makes you
feel
good.
That's like what they have at Nimbin.
No, it's
they have
not.
That with a coffee.
I don't think it is.
It's a little bit of Snoop Dogg in there.
I think it's healthy.
She's thirsty. Yeah. She's got the munchies.
Oh, yeah. The Rasta dreads hat's a bit much.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
The Commonwealth Games are approaching and Australia is yet to select a team for the hotly competitive men's 20-kilometre race walk. And athletes cramming in last-minute training have now been spotted all over Melbourne's north.
We're talking about local legends in the suburbs of Melbourne. Tamika in South Morang.
We see a man that we call the walking man. Rain, hail or shine, he walks. No top and no shoes on.
No top and no shoes.
And we always give him a toot and he gives us a wave. Just walks the street of Mill Park and South Marine.
No shoes.
Leon.
We've had like 4 calls about this guy and a few people calling Tarzan as well.
Like, I want to go hang out with the walking man.
I know.
Pick his brain. Like, why?
Why don't we do that? Why don't we we send you out to try and find him?
Okay. We turn to you real quick.
Hollywood news now, and Ryan Gosling set to move to Australia for 12 months to film a reboot of an 80s Lee Majors film. Sadly, though, not the one everyone thinks of.
Hey, Ryan Gosling is heading to Australia.
Yeah.
They're filming The Fall Guy. The Fall Guy. That was Lee Majors, the $6 million man.
Mm.
And everyone loved the $6 million man.
I've never seen the $6 million man.
That doesn't mean anything to you.
But can you do it again? Is that the crazy fox?
So when he'd run, whoa, the sound effects would go...
We got that sound effect.
Wow.
That didn't go... Did you say?
And lastly, Brendan Favola's made news headlines this week after a Perth man got a tattoo of a QR code leading to his AFL highlights.
Fev, you were meeting who has a QR code tattooed on his calf of your career highlights. Damon, welcome to the show.
Morning, guys.
Just for people that don't know this game, I reckon we're down by about 60 points. I kicked 8 and we come back. Still the greatest winning margin that Carlton's ever come back from.
Wow.
And Damon,
but how's the delivery all day, though, from
I'll tell you what, it was like it was just like FedEx.
I've worked with Fev for a year and a half. He has never once mentioned somebody who kicked it to him. It's all about the snags.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Fifi always says,
I like Hiscock Street. That's fine.